tractate. Other ways that aromatic molecules are used. So in the section on molecular orbital theory, we went into band structure theory and we talked about semiconductors. So how do you actually get the integrated circuits to work? You need to ensure that there are paths etched into the surface of the silicon. So here we've got a silicon wafer, and what we're doing then is we're controlling the pattern that's etched into it, which will be the basic microcircuitry of the semiconductor device. So we have got a mask then, and UV light shining on it, and we've got illuminated areas which come through that mask. The light-sensitive resist, which is sitting in here then, which is sitting underneath the mask, contains aromatic molecules. Now what we know about aromatic molecules from the functional group section was that if we are looking at a UV visible spectrum, if we've got an aromatic molecule, it's a system which will absorb in the UV. So we're now taking advantage of that so that the aromatic molecules, when they're exposed to light then, will be changed. Now there are two sorts of resists we can get. Ones then that are destroyed on shining the UV light on them, which will be a positive resist, and then we've got ones that are not destroyed when we shine light on them, which will be a negative resist. We then place the resist plus the silicon in a bath, and that then etches the surface of the silicon underneath the resist. Okay, so that polymer that's sitting on the surface of the silicon is controlling where the acid gets to. And that gives you the microcircuitry on the surface of your silicon. What it's telling you then is that the ability to create smaller and smaller pathways on the surface of the silicon is actually controlled by how you can focus the light onto the surface of the resist. And so a lot of this now is actually limited by the light that's going in. That's part of the deal. They're now trying to think of like atom beams and stuff like that, so you have like single atom etching into the surface rather than to worry about the wavelength of light, because that's now our